The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You were watching the case on television, Ms. Leonard?
Yes, I watched it. Friends of mine, and I thought it was a very interesting story. And
What did you think, and we're on the air right now, okay?
All right, yes.
What did you think was the most interesting aspect of the Martha Stewart story?
I think it's good that she's out of prison. I think a lot of women need her advice. But I think mostly they are white women. And I don't want to be racial, but African-American women have had Oprah Winfrey to look up to. We have been able to watch Oprah Winfrey because she has not been in prison, obviously. But more importantly, I think African-American women are a little more independent.
More independent?
So we watch Oprah, you know, with more self-empowering. And she's very elegant and she's very proper.
Tell my audience, you were saying to me that you feel Martha Stewart is not being... She should be doing more prison time. Do you think that?
Yes, I do. I think that she should be doing more prison time, yes.
Why?
Because I think she should do more prison time if that had been Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah Winfrey had lied to the federal prosecutor, then she would be in prison, I know, for 5 years, 6 years. There's no doubt in my mind.
You really think Oprah Winfrey?
There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. That she would go to prison for 5-6 years.
And Martha Stewart got less time because she's white?
Martha Stewart got less time, I think, not only because she's a white woman, but because white women need her show more, you know.
All right, let me investigate this with you, Mavis. You say that white women need Martha Stewart's show more than black women need Oprah Winfrey's show because black women are more independent?
Black women are more independent, and white women are not the same kind of... I don't think they're good. I worked for 15 years as a housekeeper for white women, and don't know how to keep a house, you know.
And white women can't keep a house?
I don't think as well as African American women. No, I don't. I don't think they do, and so I think that's why you have this popularity of Martha Stewart.
All right. Now I'm guessing that this racial aspect that you're throwing into this, okay? And this is why, because of the black versus white?
Well, no, not necessarily. You know, I'm not racist at all. I've never been racist in my life. I think Martha Stewart is not in prison because white women need her more than black women need her.
All right, let me interrupt you. You say that African-American women have Oprah Winfrey. Well, all kinds of women watch Oprah Winfrey, white and black.
Well, yes, they say that, but I know that black women will never watch Martha Stewart. You have a lot of white women watch Oprah, but black women never watch Martha Stewart.
Why not? Because they don't need the tips?
They don't need that kind of thing from Martha Stewart, you know, to tell them all about how to scrub a toilet out and all. That is ridiculous. I think that is so ridiculous. You got to show a woman how to scrub out a toilet. A black woman doesn't know how to do that. Doesn't need to know how to do that. She know how to do that already, you know.
All right, Mavis, I want to tell my audience, I'm talking with Mavis Leonard, and you're a senior. You live in South Central Los Angeles?
I live in Southgate, California.
You live in Southgate, all right. You believe that Oprah Winfrey is the woman that black women look up to. Martha Stewart is more of a white woman, and she's in prison, but she's getting out early. And your take is, had this been Oprah Winfrey...
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. If it had been Oprah Winfrey, that she would still be in prison. There's no doubt in my mind. We let Martha Stewart out because white women need to hear her about how to do things. And what I said to the lady who called me from the senior center, that I think Martha Stewart need to go back in prison and do more of her sentence.
But the judge only gave her this amount.
The judge gave her that amount because she's Martha Stewart. And white women need her, you know.
But had the judge been giving a fair sentence, he would have given her a longer sentence.
If he had given a fair sentence, he would have had her in prison more, at least 5 or 6 years, or at least as long as he'd had Oprah Winfrey in there. It would be way longer than Martha Stewart, you see. And so I think Martha Stewart needs to go back.
Well, you know, she has television commitments. She had.
I understand that, yeah.
And she has all of these things.
But Oprah Winfrey can keep Martha Stewart off television. And
all right, now, how do you say that? Why do you, now, let me give our phone number out. Hold on for a minute.
Would I say that? Because
Hold on. Just for a second here, Mavis. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. You know, Martha Stewart got out of prison last night. And we're talking with at least one caller who believes that she deserves more prison time. Had this been Oprah Winfrey be in there for 5 years or much longer. Partially because she's black, but one of the reasons that Martha Stewart's being let out early is because white women need her more than black women need Oprah Winfrey. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, you said to me that Oprah Winfrey can keep Martha Stewart off of television.
Yes, she can, yes.
First of all, I want to ask you, how do you figure she can do that, and why would she want to do that?
Because I think that Oprah Winfrey is going to... Oprah Winfrey knows that it is not fair, you know, and she knows that many of black women who follow her program know that they're upset Martha Stewart is not in prison longer. And Oprah Winfrey can keep Martha Stewart off of television. All she has to do is make one phone call. That's all she has to do.
You think Oprah Winfrey has that kind of... Well, obviously, she's got a lot of money, and she's
Oprah Winfrey can do anything she wants on television. Oprah Winfrey... It's the biggest thing on television. She is the biggest thing on television. She can do anything she wants. And all she has things she knows how to do that people don't know about yet. She has ability that far beyond knows of what people think a human can do, Oprah Winfrey can do. And so she able to keep Martha Stewart off the air if she want to.
But why would she do that? I would imagine that Oprah Winfrey is a compatriot. She's a colleague that I'm sure she probably, knowing what I think I know about Oprah Winfrey, from what I've read, she's a very congenial and collegial person. She's not going to have a rivalry, is she?
Well, I don't know that she'll have a rivalry, but she knows that if black women don't think it's right that Martha Stewart got out of prison early, she's going to say, you put Martha Stewart back in prison.
Yeah, but the judge isn't going to do what Oprah Winfrey says.
Oprah Winfrey can do anything. Oprah Winfrey is far more powerful than you think. She'll tell a judge, you put her back in, that judge will do it, and I guarantee that he will.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Mavis Leonard, one of Oprah Winfrey's fans, commenting on Martha Stewart. I never considered Oprah Winfrey and Martha Stewart being some kind of a rivalry. You know?
Oh, there's a big rivalry there. But again, you have a lot of white women watch Oprah, but no, I don't know one black woman who ever watched Martha Stewart, because I already know how to keep a floor wash and wax. You know, I don't need her tell me that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rochelle, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I am so mad that this woman could come on the air and say these things. I have to say...
That's
I'm a white
right.
woman.
That's
I have five children.
That's my constitutional right to say what I want to say.
I understand that. Are you going to let me speak now?
Yes, I just want to know I have a constitutional right.
I have a constitutional
we know that.
Right
we know that.
To
let,
speak.
Let Rochelle speak.
But I got the Constitution.
I understand it. Go ahead, Rochelle.
This is the thing. I have five children. I work full time. I have a spotless house. Half of the, not to offend you, African American houses I've been in, their houses are disgusting.
Well, that's because you're racist.
So I just don't understand.
I think you said that because you said that because you're racist.
No. I am not racist. Let me ask.
Oh, yeah. How'd you ever get into a black man's house? How'd you get into a black man's house?
I know many of black people in the line of work that I do.
You in a black man's? Is his wife home when you were there?
No, she's...
I'm a CPS worker, honey, okay? I've seen many disgusting
I'm just saying, is a black
and
man's
you know what?
Wife
they
there?
Need, no. They need Martha Stewart in their house. It could do quite good.
Well,
Let me ask you one more thing.
If you're in a black man's house, the wife should be there when you are there.
No. a black, no, half of the women that I go into don't have a man.
Are you dating black men?
I'm sorry?
Are you dating a black man right now?
No, I'm not.
But what you doing in his house?
She is a CPS worker. She's an emergency worker, which means she gets called out to emergency services. Am I right about that, Rochelle, or do I have your job misread here?
Nope, that is exactly right.
Well, I think...
and half the children that we take away are African-American children.
Well, I'm sure
They are disgusting, cockroach-ridden.
If I went into a white trailer park, I'd find the same thing. I'm talking about middle-class people, that a black woman know how to keep a house far better than a white woman. If that's not true, how come y'all need Martha Stewart?
Well, no, we don't need Martha Stewart.
Well,
you should probably advise your sisters that they should watch some Martha Stewart. Give them some tips, girlfriend.
No, Rochelle, you sound like some cracker redneck. Is that what you are?
No, you are.
I know you don't think you are, but you sound like a total cracker redneck. Where you calling
from? You know what?
No, you do. You're a cracker redneck. Any black person getting emergency help at your hands is probably in life-threatening shape. I would suggest that you not help them and give it over to somebody more capable, because you sound like some sheet wearer. Get lost, you freaking racist redneck bitch. Sorry, but I just, I couldn't help it. I mean, I couldn't take listening to her any longer.
Girlfriend?
You from Palm Springs? Half the freaking rednecks in California live in Palm Springs. You crazy? Every cranked up meth junkie lives in Palm Springs, California.
Mr. Henry, I don't need you to fight my battles for me.
I'm not trying to fight your battles for you, okay? But I was trying to get that woman to make sense, and it was driving me out of my mind.
But you understand now that white women are racist. You understand?
Now, I don't know that white women are racists, okay? That woman was an imbecile. I doubt seriously whether she even gets out of the house much. But you're telling me that Martha Stewart should be in prison because Oprah Winfrey would be in jail much longer.
Well, and also I stand by what I said, that Martha Stewart, white women need her because they don't keep a house the way a black woman does, despite what that woman say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Mavis, Martha Stewart got out of prison last night, okay? Now, see, what's happening here is you're talking about Oprah Winfrey would be in prison for 5 years if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, if she were indicted. Martha Stewart got out because she's white.
I said Martha Stewart got out for a lot of reasons, Mr. Henry. You are putting words in my mouth, okay?
I went to bat for you with that other caller. I'm just trying to figure out what it is you're saying.
I said Martha Stewart got out early because white women need to have her out to get advice on how to clean their house. That's number one. Number two...
You really think so?
Well, how come no black women watch her? No black women watch her because they already keep a good house. And they got Oprah Winfrey. Now, I'll tell you something right now. And you have to listen to this, and your people listening on the program, who listen on the radio right now, should listen to this. Oprah Winfrey has got a lot of power. She can do anything, and she'll make sure that Martha Stewart stay off the air unless she do what she's supposed to do. And she has to do the bidding of Oprah Winfrey.
And what do you mean she's got to do the bidding of Oprah Winfrey?
I tell you right now, Martha Stewart had to do what Oprah Winfrey tell her to do, or she's going to get herself back in prison. And a thing that she needs to do is either go back to prison longer time, or say publicly the only reason why she got in prison out early is on account of she white, and white women need no more to flush the toilet.
And all right, well, see, that's you're sounding angry now.
I'm just telling you the facts.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Did Martha Stewart get out early because she's white? Would Oprah Winfrey have gotten 5 years? And if Martha Stewart doesn't go back to prison for a longer stretch of time, will Oprah Winfrey exert her influence in the television world and have Martha's show canceled? Here's Sheila. Go ahead, Sheila.
I don't think that Oprah Winfrey would have gotten any more time.
I also, I really don't think that Oprah Winfrey is, I think from the kind of person she seems to be, she's a very good person.
Right.
But she doesn't seem to be quite so racist. And obviously the lady that's on the phone, just even her snide comments about white women not being able to flush their toilets.
No, all I said was this. I said the white women need Martha Stewart out of prison so they get advice on how to make, everything that Martha Stewart makes.
Well,
but now Oprah Winfrey, she's a sister. She's a black woman. Black women, they don't even know how to do that. See? So
then
now,
how many white women's homes do you go in?
I used to clean white women's homes. You want to know why I clean them? Because the white women couldn't clean them. Now, Oprah would have spent 5 years in a hole in solitary confinement.
Well,
oh, come on. In solitary confinement?
Yes. Absolutely.
No, because Oprah Winfrey is actually a very good, seems to be a very good, caring black woman.
But if she had been convicted of a crime like Martha Stewart, they would have put her in the hole. 5 years solitary confinement, bread and water.
Why do you think that?
Because that's a double standard.
Martha
Stewart, she got to go to a Cape Cod home, and she cooked, and they had cookouts.
Ma'am? With people thinking the way you do, that's why black women feel the way they do. It's not the white women that want to make them feel that way. You're making them feel that way.
Honey, if you had about 2 seconds, you'd tell me all you know about black women. Now listen to me.
Actually, I have some really good friends that are black, and my daughter has friends who are black that come to our house quite often.
I doubt that. Now, Martha was taken care of because she's white. Oprah, they would have made her live down with the rats. They would have sent Oprah down with the sodomites.
What do you mean down with the sodomites?
Absolutely. In other words, they put Martha Stewart up on a special cell block so the sodomites couldn't get to her. Okay? Now, Oprah Winfrey in the same prison, they throw her down in the general population. All right? And they rip her apart down there.
All right, Sheila, thank you very much. You know, you're talking like they're in San Quentin or something. Martha Stewart was in a minimum security prison. I don't even mean being thrown down with the sodomites. 1-800-449-8686. Deanna, go ahead.
Hi, I would just like to say that this is...
You misunderstand what I'm saying, Mr. Henry.
...reverse racism, and that it's ridiculous that this is even allowed to be on the radio, and it's even more ridiculous that you entertained it and called that woman Rochelle white trash.
Well, she was. She absolutely was. She was total white trash.
What did she say?
She was total
racist.
She kept talking about all you black women could take a tip and all of this. She's a total cracker. I don't put up with it from whites or blacks, okay?
You're putting up with it from the woman that's on the phone right now.
Well, that's true. You're making a very good point. I don't know why.
I haven't called anybody a name. I haven't said nothing. All I said was that the black women and the white women, they don't get the same treatment. And you know full well.
Black women get better treatment. It's because affirmative action. A decent white person can't get a job because they need to have a certain amount of numbers of black people being hired.
Decent white people can get a job, but the white trash can't get no job.
Now you're using the term white trash.
Well, it's true.
There's people that are way more qualified than black people that cannot get a job.
Okay,
they're
hiring
underqualified black people.
How come Martha Stewart was fed good eating cuisine and Oprah had to eat Franks and beans with the sodomites? Why?
Who said that? I said. You are so ignorant.
I'm ignorant.
Not even funny. You're
just like every white woman talking down to a black woman. Why don't you go on in there and make me some Franks? Like the last white woman I worked for said, get in there and make me Franks and beans. I said, I'm not going to make you Franks and beans. She said, you better make me Franks and beans. And she had a gas problem. And
all right, I don't want to talk about this stuff.
Well, you know what? If you went to school, then you could have got a better job than being someone's housekeeper.
I have been to school. I marched with Martin Luther King. And as a matter of fact, I might have even seen one of a relative of yours picking his teeth out in front of a barbershop.
Can we slow this down?
Oh, she started it. I'm going to finish it.
No, wait, let's just slow it down here for a minute and stick to the point.
She started it. I'll finish it. I'll finish it.
Hold on. Martha Stewart is out of prison. Your claim is, had this been Oprah Winfrey, she would have spent 5 years in the hole down with the sodomites.
That is correct, yes. Without question.
Why O.J. Simpson never even went to jail?
That's because he was tried out in California. If he'd been tried back where you live, they would have lynched him and burned him in a barn, okay?
Now, oh, please. Hold on for a minute.
No, now, and I'll tell you something else.
You don't even know where I live.
You live in, don't you live in Oregon?
Oregon? No, I'm from New York, and I'm in the military. I'm stationed in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Well, now, that's like New York City, ain't it? Now, that's a horse of a different color. Jacksonville, North Carolina, hell, I bet you see a lot of Nathan Lane and all of that.
Oh, okay, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Damn, she's gonna put that on.
So you wrote a letter to Oprah Winfrey saying what?
I have a letter here, dear Ms. Winfrey, on behalf of African American women across the United States. We are requesting that you exert whatever pressure you can to keep the Martha Stewart Show off the air until such time as she serves a decent sentence, similar to one that would be meted out to a black woman. You know, Ms. Winfrey, had that been you, they would have thrown you in a hole with the sodomites. Sincerely, Mavis Leonard, I've got a few other signatures.
You keep referencing down with the sodomites. Okay, look.
One other thing, Ms. Henry, I want to say, if I could.
Go ahead.
There's a lady on TV right now. Her name is Kirstie Alley. She does a program called A Fat Actress.
Fat Actress.
Yeah. Can you imagine Oprah Winfrey? They'd never let her do a show like that. Why? Because a black woman ain't supposed to be fat. But they put a fat white woman on there, and everybody want to go look at her and say, look, let's go check out that fat white woman. If that was Oprah Winfrey, they'd have cast her down with the sodomites.
It's a TV show.
That's what I mean. They'd have put her in prison for it.
They would have put her in prison for doing a television show like that.
It is my opinion, yes.
Well, now I think you're going over, but I think there's a paranoia going on there, Ms. Leonard. Okay.
No, you don't know what it's like. Okay, you talk about it, you don't know what it's like.
Oprah Winfrey does a show called Fat Actress. And they put her in the hole for 5 years.
They would put her in solitary confinement with bread and water, and then they let her out in the yard in general population, where she'd last about a half a day.
1-800-449-8686. Tony, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I kind of joined the show late, so I really don't know how the whole debate.
Well, we're talking
over
here about Martha Stewart doing jail time that Oprah Winfrey would have gotten far more jail time.
Am I talking to the host of the show?
Well, I have a caller on the phone right now.
I don't know where that comparison comes from. I mean, it all has to depend on the justice system and not.
Oprah Winfrey's a black woman.
I realize that. I watched
and they'd have put her. They'd have put her in a hole.
Uh-huh.
With a solitary confinement, and then they'd have brought her out, asked her if she knew what was going on around the prison, and she said, "I'm going to talk, even if I did." And then they put her back in the hole. Now you think Martha Stewart?
What crime are we supposing that Oprah Winfrey would have done?
The same crime, Martha Stewart. Where you been?
Okay,
we've been talking about for the last half hour?
I haven't. I just joined the show.
I ain't talking about floating candles in a pool.
Okay.
I'm not talking
I work in a prison, ma'am.
You know, a doily out of a birdcage.
Okay, if I could get a word in edgewise, it'd be nice.
Well, you said you hadn't heard, so you didn't know what was going on. I'm bringing you up to speed.
Okay, I think I'm up to
Martha
speed
Stewart,
now.
Martha Stewart
done the same
slept
that Martha
on a water
did,
bed
right?
for 5 months, okay? Oprah would have slept on a cold, wet concrete floor.
Wait a minute. Martha Stewart slept on a waterbed?
I'm sure she did.
Okay. So where would they put... What prison in the United States would they put Oprah Winfrey in? She'd sleep on a cold, wet concrete floor.
Any prison that put black people in, they'd make them sleep on the floor.
Well, you're talking like she could be put in a prison in, like, Singapore or something.
No, that's the United States of America.
I work in a prison.
You what? You in prison?
I work in a prison.
What are you doing?
I'm a guard in a prison.
What are you doing? You work in a garden?
He's a guard.
I'm a guard.
All right.
Okay. I work with a full spectrum of inmates that have done crimes from child molestation to arson to murder to drugs, the whole nine yards.
Was Oprah Winfrey in your prison or not?
Ma'am?
Was Oprah Winfrey in, not Oprah Winfrey, I mean, was Martha Stewart in your prison or not?
No, ma'am.
No, no. This man's just in another prison someplace.
I work in a prison.
Sounds like a more like a maximum security kind of a deal?
I work at a medium.
That's about what Martha Stewart got. She got medium security. Oprah Winfrey would have got like federal Leavenworth, you know, everything like that.
So go ahead, Tony.
Just because Oprah Winfrey's black, she'd be sent to somewhere in a hole somewhere.
Right. And where they would perform, the sodomites would get at her.
Well, ma'am, I work in a prison, a medium security prison, with all men, okay? They have gone through I've got the full spectrum of people. Let me talk now.
They probably put Oprah in with men.
Let me talk, please.
Put her in a man's prison.
Okay, let this gentleman
talk.
They
wouldn't put her in a man's prison.
I bet you they would.
There's no state in the country here that would put her in a man's prison.
How come if they put shackles on Oprah Winfrey, why didn't they shackle Martha Stewart to a wall?
Wouldn't shackle her to a wall. What kind of prison? We're talking about from the 1600s?
No, we're talking about the prison today. They take a black man and shackle him to the wall like in that Wizard of Id cartoon.
Ma'am, that's a cartoon.
That's a cartoon.
They don't do that in prison.
That's the medieval times when they used to shackle people
in
the wall.
In the 1600s. We're in 2005.
They do that with a black man, but they won't do it in Martha Stewart.
No, ma'am. I work in a prison.
All right. This gentleman works in a prison. I'll ask you a question, Tony. Now, you're in a medium security prison. So, Oprah Winfrey, Martha Stewart goes in there, and she gets a cot, and she gets a, you know, do they treat her special? Do they treat her different? Do they give her protection because she's a celebrity?
She would be, if she's in the general population, which she was.
Well, would it be smart to put a Martha Stewart in general population?
There wouldn't be any harm in it, no.
Well, I mean, if somebody says, hey, look at the big celebrity, why don't we just, why don't we make life very difficult for her? Is that fair? Is that right?
Well, I've had, in the prison I'm working, I've had people who are former professional baseball players and...
Did you know Daryl Strawberry?
Will you let this guy finish what he's saying?
She won't because she doesn't really want to hear the truth.
I want to hear the truth, but I want you to answer my question. How come they beat Oprah Winfrey, but they'll never beat Martha Stewart? You see what I'm saying?
Ma'am, you can't sit there and say, this is what would happen to her. This would happen because she's not in
there. They beat her bloody. You know that. Did you know Doc Gooden? Because I know he would.
Well, let this guy. Go ahead, Tony.
I don't know what kind of person she's talking about. They would send Oprah Winfrey to. I mean, it wouldn't be any different than any other.
You know, they got malaria, and they make you chop like palmetto leaves and everything. If you try to escape, I know who you knew. You knew Pete Rose, didn't you?
Yes,
ma'am. All right, look. Did you know Pete Rose?
No.
All right, look, I got to run, Tony. Thank you. 1-800-44. I never did hear what that guy had to say, and I wanted to hear it.
He had nothing to say. He just wanted to tell us how he knew Raleigh Fingers and how he...
Get out of here with Raleigh Fingers. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I have plenty of, my wife has we have four kids, and we have numerous African-American friends, and they keep their houses spotless. There is no difference. And had this happened to Oprah, this would have never happened to Oprah Winfrey because she would have never lied. So she would have never been in prison. And had she had go to prison, she'd have got the same treatment because they both have money. Just like O.J. Simpson, both have money. Anybody who's got any kind of money in this day and age can pretty much buy themselves out of anything.
Well, that's right. Why not?
So I don't see where you come off saying that
right. Well,
white women don't watch Oprah Winfrey or black women don't watch
Martha Stewart. No, I'm saying black women don't watch.
I have plenty of friends.
No, you ain't got
no.
You don't.
Both of them. They enjoy both the shows.
You name me one black woman who watch Martha Stewart.
Okay, we got our friend Aretha. She loves to watch Martha Stewart.
Aretha, I'm glad you pulled that right off the cover of an album you're looking at. Aretha. That's a good one. Now, I'll tell you something.
Our friend Tanya and Michael,
they watch
Martha Stewart.
Now, I'll tell you something else here. Oprah Winfrey, would have been beaten bloody.
And she would have never been there.
And she would have been sodomized. Yeah,
she would have got the same treatment that Martha Stewart got.
Look, I'll tell you why Oprah Winfrey would have been there. She's a black woman. She'll lie through her teeth.
That doesn't matter. She's got money.
Why, you say that Oprah would never lie.
Well, I say Oprah.
Well, Oprah probably would have never lied and told the truth. It had Martha Stewart.
No, Oprah Winfrey.
She would have never been there.
Yes, she would have, because Oprah Winfrey is a liar, from way back.
Oprah Winfrey's a liar.
Oh, she's a liar from way back.
Oh,
you talk to anybody to know her.
Well, then she probably deserved to go to prison.
Well, you know, but not be cast down with the sodomites.
What is with this sodomite thing, man?
I don't get it.
Oprah's body would have been
Oprah Winfrey would have got the same treatment. They would have not stuck her in general population.
They would have put her in general population.
No, they wouldn't have. She would have been segregated.
And her body would have been pruned up due to the moisture on the floor she slept on.
She's too famous and too powerful to be put in general population.
She's too famous and too powerful to be kept out of general population.
She
they want a piece of that.
All right, okay, all right, fine.
I think you're racist, and I tell you right now, I think the whole thing is a...
Great. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, so I think we've established that Oprah Winfrey and Martha Stewart probably both would have gone to prison. Although one would have been pruned up from sleeping on a wet floor. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
All right. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Very quickly, Stephanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Stephanie, you
Hello?
There? Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
Turn the TV down. I'm on the radio.
Turn your TV down, Ms. Leonard, if you don't mind. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Okay. Miss Leonard.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
My name's Stephanie. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Lost. It's coming on CBS.
Where the love is?
Why would you hire someone? Where the lobby is?
The love, the love. Because it's not. I think that you have deep-rooted issues that need to be resolved in therapy. Because I think
this is something beyond
Martha and Oprah.
You're talking just like a black woman now. Where the love is. Hey, Robert, I'm talking to a white girl right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
She said, where the love is.
What, she thinks she's black?
My nephew wants to know if you think you're black.
Do I think I'm black?
Hey, when Love's Lost come on?
I don't want to watch Lost. I want to watch TV Land.
Okay, look. All right. Anyway,
did this lady want to say something?
What was your comment, Stephanie?
I just kind of want to know where this stems from, because I think it has nothing to do with Oprah and Martha. Because it's
on TV Land, because they got the Gilligan Island.
Are you listening to what the lady's saying?
I'm talking to my nephew.
All right, Stephanie, thank you.
Okay, thanks. There's like a two-way conversation going on. I don't know if she's talking to me or if she's talking to her nephew.
But what you want to say to me, honey? I've got my nephew's taking over the television set. What do you want to say?
Well, I just kind of, I want to know if you have other issues besides with all this racial business between the whites and the blacks.
You know, I don't have time to explain it to you,
besides just Oprah and...
I don't have time to explain it to you. Now, you put that on, you get it on Gilligan's Island, I'll come over there, and I'll make you wish you were, I'll make your mother wish she never had you.
But she's your sister.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Hey, look at this. Next week on Lost, they find out where that bunker is.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Flashback request. Justin Hoffman in Lancaster, California, and his fellow workers at the checking company there in the night shift want to hear the very classic R.C. Collins Kiss the Gunner's Daughter episode. So here it is, by request, a listener flashback.
Mr. Commandant Wireman, this is Cadet R.C. Collins.
How are you, Cadet?
Fine, sir.
What can I do for you, Mr. Henry?
We have a caller on the line, Joan. You wanted to express some complaints, correct, Joan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Have you been listening to this program?
I have not, unfortunately. We are preparing for the Commandant's Ball.
Excuse me. I think you need to request a copy, a tape of your young man's interview. His analogy of the women in America as cattle, filet mignon, sirloin steak, flank steak, and breaking them off in categories.
Yes, ma'am.
And his language. His
language,
grammar
may
is
I
so
ask?
Appalling that I wonder what Bradley's doing.
What language is he?
I'll listen to you.
Cadet Collins?
Yes, sir.
You do not use language unbefitting a cadet of the Bradley Military Academy to one of the women of our nation. That's number one. And you have compared women to meat. That's number two. You will kiss the gunner's daughter.
Oh, no, sir, please.
Yes, you will kiss.
What's kiss the gunner's daughter?
He'll be laid over a cannon, and he will be, we use the old Naval Academy flogging, and he will be beaten.
Sir, I don't think...
Yeah, see what you did, Joan? Thanks a lot.
No, Joan, you didn't do anything wrong. You'll kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below, Mr. Henry, for the makings. Now then...
What do you mean, take him below? I'm doing a...
Oh, I'm sorry. Joan?
Yes?
Joan, yes, this is Commandant Wireman. God bless you and the great service you've done to our nation.
He's doing it to the entire American population, men and women.
Oh, please. I don't want to kiss the gunner's daughter.
You'll kiss the gunner's daughter.
What is kiss the gunner's daughter?
The gunner is a nickname for my rear end. And his backside will bleed tonight. Joan, are you there?
I'm here. I'm not
Mr.
requesting
Wireman,
anything like that, but I think you need to know that.
I'm going
to
beat him until the skin's flayed off of his buttocker area.
I don't know that that's a legal thing to do.
We must. It is legal when the parents turn their children over to us at Bradley. We're a private military installation.
So he's been bragging about his father's being very rich.
Well, I know his father is very wealthy.
And
he's a member.
And some people there that are his friend, co-mates have been pulled up by their bootstraps. I mean,
yes.
He's making Bradley a laughingstock where if
How
I had...
How dare you?
I wouldn't want
Cadet
my grandson
Collins,
to go there.
Why, you little B-A-S-T-A-R... How do you spell it?
D!
That's right. I can assure you, Joan, he'll be in intensive care by the end of this evening.
Well, I'm not asking for that, but I do think...
Well, no, it's the least we can do.
You need to be aware of this program and listen to...
I'd like to offer you, Joan, if you'll give us your address, a photograph of the skin flayed from his rear end.
I don't want that. I don't want that, but I do want...
You do not want that.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you.
No, Commandant Wireman, we don't need that, okay?
Commandant.
I would like to kick him in the face and make blood come from his eyes.
Now
please!
Now you're making me wonder more about the academy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is to hug the young girls, hug the older women a little longer, and then take the young girls, he said, to a champagne dinner and then a reception at your home.
Yes. We have
filet mignon.
We have the Commandant's Ball, and then I host one of the young virginal debutantes for a nightcap in my quarters.
That's what he said.
Good God.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know how appropriate that is.
Joan, have you
I've wondered about that, but I'm not going to
Joan, have you ever seen the Commandant's... the Commandant...
Okay, Joan, thanks very much.
Well, wait a minute, I was just getting to know her.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.